Okay, so it's Friday the 29th of April 2011, and woke up this morning around sort of 6:30, something like that, and then went to work at around 7:30. Got there at around, 8 o'clock-ish, something like that. I've been on the early today. So went to the morning meeting upstairs with management to go through the day. Pretty straightforward day. It's a public holiday today, so the building was going to be reasonably light. We knew that, so not too bad. But the big thing was, it was Will and Kate's wedding, the royal wedding today. And when I got into work, I made some Union Jacks and all sorts of decorations around the office, including a poster that said Will and Kath's big gig wedding. Today's date, so I thought that'd be quite fun, so I'll stick a picture of that on in a minute. We were looking after the track, as usual, but also in the background we had on one of the computers the coverage of the wedding itself, so we pretty much, in the corner of our eyes, watched everything from the beginning build-up with people turning up at the Westminster Abbey, all the way through to Will and Harry turning up, Catherine appearing, and then going through the service. The service was really good, and they all looked stunning, and it was a fantastic event. It's one of those sort of things you think, even if you can't be bothered with that sort of thing, it's nice to be a bit patriotic, and I'll tell you what, the British public can really do a crowd. And it was stunning to see the amount of people that turned out in London and that. So, watch that. They had the wedding, which went from around sort of 11 till 12:30, something like that. Then they drove back out, made the way back to Buckingham Palace with the droves and droves of people watching as well. Once they got in there, then all the police had gathered the public grounds, Buckingham Palace, to watch, and it was just a sea of people. It was stunning to see. Then they did the classic royal kiss on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. And then there's the Lancaster bomber and the two Hurricanes, or Spitfires I should say, side by side next to it, which is just gorgeous, really, really good. Then a couple of Eurofighters and things, and Typhoons went over, and it was a good occasion. A bit late in the day, we were busy getting on with our work, and we looked over our shoulder. A nice little touch I don't think I've ever seen before, never really thought about, is Prince Charles had lent William one of his classic, looked like an Aston Martin, something like that, and they went with the top down out on towards what looked like that could be their honeymoon, with an L plate on the front. So I thought that was quite fun, and it just made them real part of the people, so that was good. After that, I've been prepping the weekend. We had a meeting with Alan Wynne of the Brooklyn Museum about an auto Italia event they've got tomorrow with various cars from Italy, of course, going around the track, and that should be an interesting event tomorrow. And then wrap things down, and then got all the radios in, and then we got ready to set home. It was a great atmosphere in the office today. We had Tiff, Mauro, Jody, Beth, Emily, and all sorts of other people kept popping in. James Rigby, all sorts of people kept popping in and looking at it, and supporting the cause. So we had a good atmosphere in the office today. Then, once we did that, got the radios back in, made our way back home, and then just had a bit of dinner, chilling out, and we're going to watch a bit of the highlights of the wedding, because Julie hasn't seen it all yet, so we're going to see a little bit of that, and then have a bit of an early night, so we get ready for tomorrow. So that's it for today. Until next time, goodbye now.